Sabokinas Achametz La'or Haner. The night of the 14th, we do Bedikas Chametz La'or Haner, to the light of the fire. We have to check for Chametz in our homes. Either, as the Rishonim say, because one is not allowed to own Chametz over Pesach, or because one is not allowed to eat Chametz. Either way, we have to get rid of the Chametz to make sure we won't own the Chametz, and we won't come to eating the Chametz. Rabbi Willig points out that even though from the Mishnah you get the impression that you should be bodek la'or haner, to the light of the fire, the candle, but the Gemara later on in Pesachim says that you're not supposed to be bodek by the light of a torch, because we're afraid that you're not going to go into the chorim mustakim, you're not going to go into the nooks and crannies, the crevices, to really search for chametz, because you're afraid that you'll burn down your house. So Rabbi Willig says, nowadays that we don't really use fire for light so much, so even with a regular nair, a single nair, there's also the chashash that you're not going to go into the nooks and the crannies, because you're afraid you're going to burn down your house. You have carpeting, you have other things. You're going to be very careful, too careful, so you're not going to be building chametz properly. So he felt, I think he feels, b'zman hazeh, you should use a flashlight for bedikas chametz. So there are those who try to stop bedikas chametz with the or haner. It's based on the psukim that the Gemara quotes, v'hayah b'yisahiyah, chapis es Yerushalayim b'neiros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be bodek Yerushalayim with a ner. So as a zeicher to that pasuk, we try to be bodek l'or haner, but after a little bit they give up and they use a flashlight. To be yotzei the or haner, they start a little bit with the or haner and then they use a flashlight. I think it's a smart thing to do, to go around the whole house with a candle, especially if you're going to have kids and, you know, younger siblings running around with you. They push your hand and they, you know, it can become dangerous. So it's probably better to use a flashlight for the Bedikas Chametz, and to do the same in the dormitory. You bring a flashlight to do Bedik in the dormitory. Yes, Ilan.
Even in the Mishnah, is it talking about going with a plain candle, or like the candle that they used to have in those lamps and they'd walk around? I think that's what
maybe that's what it's talking about. So if you have a fancy lantern cover for your candle, so you could do Bedikas Chametz with your candle. Most of the, I don't think they sell these, you know. They sell that as part of the kit for Bedikas Chametz and the amazing savings Bedikas Chametz aisle. I don't know. If a person doesn't have the opportunity, so then he can use a flashlight. The truth is, our flashlights might even be better than the candles. They you know, it's a penetrating light. It could be a very penetrating light. It might even be better than the candle. I think certainly b'di'evit, if one is afraid to, because of sakana, it's permissible to do Bedikas Chametz with the flashlight. It's important to keep in mind in Bedikas Chametz that we're not looking for crumbs. Perurim betili, the Gemara says. The perurim abata. No, we're not afraid you're going to, you know, on Pesach, you're going to find the crumb and you're going to take the crumb. You're going to eat the crumb. We're afraid of Cheerios. We're afraid of, I have nothing against Cheerios, but, right, we're afraid of a little, of a gluskia yoffa, that you'll find a nice pretzel. Find a nice pretzel. It can happen. Sometimes, you know, you do a Bedikas Chametz, you think you've checked in all the nooks and crannies, all the crevices, underneath all the couches and all that, and then Cholamoy Pesach, you'll find the pretzel, underneath one of the couches. So that's what you're looking for, because if you find the pretzel, someone might eat the pretzel. You might remember not to eat the pretzel, but the child that finds the pretzel, he might forget, or maybe you'll forget. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for some kind of a gluskia yoffa, a nice piece of chametz, that we're afraid that you might come to eat it, and it's not going to be batel. So therefore, we try to be bodek. Even though we are mevatel after the bedika, we are mevatel the chametz, but we're afraid that if you find the Cheerio, you might change your mind. You find the cholamoy. You know, you've been eating matzah, and if you don't eat kebrux, it's even worse. Nowadays, it's not so bad, but okay, whatever. It's not, the food is not as plentiful, so, you know, you find the pretzel, you feel like you want to eat that pretzel, so you'll be nimlach on the bittel. So that's what you're looking for in the Bedikas Chametz, to get rid of all the pretzels, to get rid of all the Cheerios, so that you won't come to eat the Cheerio or the pretzel on Pesach. Yes?
What about the Isser Kolderu?
Isser Kolderu.
Meaning that you can't have any chametz, so why does it matter whether or not...
No, so if it's a crumb, that's batel. If it's a Cheerio, then that also is shy, yeah. The Isser Ta'on chametz applies to a Cheerio. Again, if you mevatel it, then there's no Isser, but if on Pesach you change your mind, so then then you'll violate the iser of owning chametz as well, not just of eating chametz. That's why we're doing bedikas, that you don't violate any iser chametz on Pesach. Gemara Pesachim says that if someone is found in his home within 30 days before the Yom Tov, then he has a chiyah bedikas chametz. The chiyah bedikas is not just on the night of the 14th, but even if you're in your home 30 days before, kashloshim yom kol lachak shalom v'dorshim hilchas achad, that means that it's already a time of hachana for the Yom Tov, so Chazal instituted the takana of bedikas chametz for such a person that he's in a bias 30 days before the Yom Tov. But, as we know, there is a heter that the Tosefta has that you can sell your chametz. You don't necessarily have to do bedika. You don't necessarily have to do tashbisu, I should say. You don't have to do a bir chametz on all of your chametz. You can sell your chametz. That's what the Tosefta says. You can sell your chametz to a god. Bizman hazeh, many people do that. If they do it through the Rav of the Shul. The Rav of the Shul, it's important to point out, is not buying your chametz from you. All you're doing is you're appointing a shliach. A shliach, right? It's like the sugyas and kiddushin with him, right? You're appointing the Rav as a shliach to sell your chametz to the guy. It's interesting that the Rav makes you do a king chalipin. We're talking, you know, a lot of sugyas of this year, right? You have the shlichus, you have the kinyan chalipin. What kind of kinyan chalipin? What, on a mina shlichus is a kinyan chalipin? Generally not. Man makes someone a shliach to bring a get to his wife. He doesn't have to do a kinyan chalipin on the shlichus. So what's the Rav doing a kinyan chalipin for? So the poskim say that dafka by mechiras chametz, we do a kinyan chalipin because it's a harama ba'alma. It's like a legal fiction. It looks, you know, we take it seriously, but we're afraid people are not going to take it seriously enough. So we do an extra kinyan chalipin to be mechazik the shlichus, so people take it even more seriously. Because the whole thing, unfortunately, it looks like a joke. A person says, oh yeah, okay, I'm selling the chametz, but I'm going to get the chametz back. You might not get the chametz back. Maybe the guy will want the chametz, and he's allowed to take it. It's a good sale. So to be mechazik the shlichus, so that people take it more seriously, the minute developed that the Rav does a kinyan chalipin with the person. But because it's just a chumra ba'alma to do the kinyan chalipin, if you can't go to the Rav, let's say, I don't know, you forgot to do bedikas chametz, and you know, and it's a day before Pesach, and the Rav is not available, so what are you going to do? You can call the Rav up on the phone and appoint him as a shliach over the phone. But you can't do a kinyan chalipin over the phone. The kinyan chalipin is not ma'akev b'di'evit. Right? It's good to do, but if you tell the Rav over the phone, I'm making you my shliach, b'lev sholem, and I have full das, and b'lev sholem, a gemiras das sholem, mamash, it's like getting the kiddush, and I have a gemiras das. Right? So if you emphasize the point, then you don't need a kinyan chalipin, because you're basically saying what the kinyan chalipin accomplishes. So that's what the Rav should do. If someone has to appoint him via the telephone, so he should make sure, repeat a few times, make sure the person understands that he's absolutely making the Rav a shliach, and he has a full gemiras das, and if he really wants it, etc. So then we see that the person is serious about it. The only sticking point in Mechiras Chametz is what you can sell Chametz. I'm sorry, Amitai, yes?
Yeah, what extent should we feel comfortable with a lot? Like, selling Chametz to the Rav versus giving
it. You're not selling Chametz to the Rav.
Through the Rav. Versus keeping the Chametz. Okay, right.
Don't keep the chametz on Pesach. That would be a very big problem.
The chametz slash throwing it out.
Okay, so you're referring to the next issue that we wanted to talk about, and that is, can you sell chametz be'en? Can you sell actual chametz, or can you only sell mixtures of chametz, tarovas chametz? So that's a discussion. Many have a minig only to sell tarovas chametz. They don't sell chametz be'en. They don't sell actual chametz. They won't sell Cheerios. They won't sell bread. They won't sell flour. Flour is chametz gomor, bizman hazeh. Because all of our flour is bleached. All the flour that we use is bleached. That means they introduce water to the flour. So it's mamish chametz. People think, flour, what's that? I can use this to make matzahs. Chas v'sholom. Don't use the flour to make matzahs. They have special flour. Flour that's shomer mishas ktsira, mishas tchina. Right? They were very careful that water shouldn't go on that flour. Our flour is all bleached. But if we want to clean the flour, but the problem is if you clean the flour, it's chametz gomer. So don't, if you didn't sell your flour, that's a big problem. So the flour has to be included. If you don't sell chametz be'en, then you can't sell the flour, because that's chametz be'en, that's actual chametz. It's not tarovas chametz. Tarovas chametz means you have a little bit of chametz mixed in there. Licorice. Licorice has flour in there for body, you know, to keep the shape of the licorice. So that's Tarovas Chametz. It's not that the licorice is like a Heftz of Chametz. There's a lot of sugar there. A lot more sugar there than flour. Right? So that's a Tarovas Chametz. That you can sell. You can sell licorice. You can sell candies that have flour in it, that have Chametz in it. But Chametz Gomer, many people have a minute, they don't want to sell. Which is interesting, because even though the Iker Mechiras Chametz, the original Mechiras Chametz, was for schnapps, because they were afraid the schnapps was worth a lot of money. They didn't want to just spill out the schnapps, and they didn't want to drink it Erev Pesach. You know, everyone's going to come into the Seder drunk. It just didn't seem like the right thing to do, right? There's a lot to take care of Erev Pesach. So they didn't, you know, the Karban Pesach, and there's much based on Yishkayim, but right, there's a lot to take care of even if we don't have a Karban Pesach. So so that's why the Minig developed, to sell the schnapps to the guy. Sell the schnapps. You know, schnapps is Chometz Gomer, because it's steeped, right? It's barley that's been steeped. It's not, right? Even though the liquid, you say the liquid is not the barley, no, but that's really, it's like the liquid from the barley. That's not viewed as Tarovas Chametz, that's viewed as Chametz Gomer. But that's the cooler that they have, because we're afraid it's, you know, to lose so much money, it's a Hefzid Meruba, so that's why the Minig developed. For that will be Mekel that you can sell. But for other Chametz Ben, many have a Minig not to sell. So the question is, what's the Minig in the family? I don't think a person really has to be Machmer more than his family. If the Minig is that the family sells chametz ben, so then I think the person can sell chametz ben. If the minig in your family is not to sell chametz ben, only tarovas chametz, then that's the appropriate thing to do. That you can sell tarovas, but chametz ben you don't have to. Chametz ben you shouldn't sell. You can give chametz ben to your friend. If your friend either will finish the chametz or he sells chametz ben, then you can give it to him. But just don't take it back after Pesach. You know, you got to be serious about it. If he's going to take it and then he's going to give it back to you after Pesach, so you didn't really give it to him. That was not a matana. That was a pikadon. Right? So that's more, you know, that's not really something appropriate. So if you're going to give it to him, I think the best thing is don't take it back to chlam. Because if you take it back the first year, you know, that shows that you're not really taking it seriously. Even if you were expecting him to keep it, but, you know, if he gives it back to you, so maybe the first year it's okay. But every other year, if you do this with your next door neighbor, and the next door neighbor keeps on giving it back to you, so then you understand that the next door neighbor is just going to be giving it back to you. And really, you hold that that shouldn't be sold. So you shouldn't be taking it back from them. Give it to them. Give it to them as a matana. Try not to have so much left over. And if you have left over, then give it to them as a matana. Question? Yeah?
If you do an actual sale, like you give him like a certain amount of comics and he gives you money, and then he sells this stuff and then after pays up, you just do the sale back.
Okay.
Is that
no, that's what I'm talking about. Some people feel that you shouldn't sell chametz be'en, shouldn't sell real chametz, because the sale is just the harama ba'alma. The whole sale is a trick, because you're expecting the guy to give it back to you, to sell it back to you. So on chametz be'en, we don't want to be mekel so much. On tarovas chametz is not as chomer as chametz be'en, so therefore we're more mekel to sell them. Yeah. Throw away the chametz? Again?
You need to sell the chametz that you throw out.
No, if you throw out, then you're not selling the chametz. If you sell the chametz, you can't throw it out. In fact, there's an interesting shaila. Let's say you find a pretzel in your property on Pesach. So people have this idea, well, the Gemara Pesachim says that if you find chametz on Pesach, you're supposed to destroy it. So they make a fire. They make a fire and they burn the chametz. I'm not sure that you're allowed to do it. Because any chametz that you... Well, if you sell chametz be'en, you're not allowed to do it. If you don't sell chametz be'en, then that was not included in the sale. Right? If it wasn't included in the sale, then you are mechuyev to burn it. But if you do sell chametz be'en, right? The best thing is to have in mind that any chametz be'en that you don't find is included in the sale. And then don't burn it. Just leave it aside. It's not yours, it's the guy's. You leave it aside, and then you'll get rid of it after Pesach. Right? To start to burn the chametz on Pesach, don't get involved. I don't think it's kedai to get involved in burning the chametz on Pesach. Yes.
Even chametz that you find like under the couch. So like, the guy didn't want to buy your...
The guy will buy whatever you want to sell him. The guy will buy whatever you want to sell him. So what you should have in mind is, specify certain areas where you know you have chametz, but you can always have in mind, whatever chametz is found in my property is sold to the guy as well. I have in mind that should be sold to him too. So if I find it later, I'll give it to him. If he attacker goes through with the sale and he wants to keep the chametz, I'll give it to him. I can have that in mind, even if I don't know where the chametz is. I think so. So if a person is in their property within 30 days before Yom Kippur, so the chiyuv of b'dikas chametz has been chal. What happens if a person is going away for Pesach? Very common shayla. So Erev Pesach, he's going to He's going to pack up and leave. Yeah, but the problem is the night of the 14th, he's chayav in bedikas chametz. But he wants to sell his whole property. He's going to sell. He's going to rent out the whole apartment or the whole house and all the chametz inside the house and give it to the guy. So sell the chametz inside the house, and he rents the property where the chametz is to the guy. So maybe he doesn't have to do a bedikas chametz, because maybe it's no different than the chametz that he does a bedika on, that he sets aside to burn on the 14th by day. So if he's going to sell the apartment, sell the house, so what's the problem? Maybe he's not mechuyev in bedikas chametz at all. Right? Maybe he's not mechuyev in bedikas chametz at all. So that's a big machlokas in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Tov Lamed Vav says that there are some poskim who hold that there's no, that since the bias is owned by him on the night of the 14th, then he has to do a bedika on the night of the 14th. And others say, no, the mechira that you do on Erev Pesach, on the 14th itself, that's a kiyum of tashbisu and beer. So you don't have to do a bedika. You're only doing a bedika to lead to beer, but if you're going to sell everything, then you have the beer in your back pocket. Right? You know you're going to have a beer chametz, because your beer chametz, your tashbisu, is going to be the sale. So then you wouldn't have to do the bedika, because you will be yotzei the chiyuv midrabanan by selling the chametz Erev Pesach. But that's the machlokas in the poskim. A person who's in the apartment, in the home on the night of the 14th, but is going to selling all of his chametz the next day, is he mechuyev to do a bedikas chametz the night of the 14th? Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chasam Sofer, who offers a third shita, a pshara between the two. Me'ikar Adin, he says, you're really not mechuyev in bedika. If you're going to sell the chametz, so the bias doesn't really require bedika. The bias doesn't require bedika. Because it's going to be badak. Because everything's going to be sold, it's going to be owned by the goy, not by Yisroel. What says the Chasam Sofer? He thinks, aside from the chovas habayis, to ensure that the bias is badur, to the chovas hagavra as well, there's a chiv on each and every individual to do a bedikas chametz if they own a house. They don't have a chiv to do a bedikas chametz if they don't own a house, but if they own the house, there's a chovas habayis, so to speak, to ensure that the bias is badur, but there's a chovas hagavra as well to do the bedikas chametz. So Zav the Chasam Sofer, he thinks, even if you're going to be mekel, to sell all of your chametz to the guy, and to rent out all of the property to the guy, leave over one room. Leave over a certain amount. Leave over a certain amount to be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs bedika on the gavra in that one area. So different people do different things. Some people are mekel outright. If they're going to leave before Pesach, and they're still there the night of the 14th, so then they're mekel for the mechira on Yudalid by day. That they're going to sell it, Yudalit, they sell it Erev Pesach to the guy with the regular Mechiris Chametz, and they assume, like those Shitas in the Mishnah Berurah, that that's okay, that's a kiyum of Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz, because I'm getting rid of the Chametz by selling it to the guy. Others on Machmir, they're part of the sale of Chametz on the 13th. Rabbonim will sell Chametz not only on the 14th, but on the 13th as well, because there are people who are in other time zones. It can be in Eretz Yisrael, it can be in Europe, where the Zmanis Achilas Chametz is earlier, right? So they can't just sell Chametz on Erev Pesach at 10 o'clock in the morning, because for some people, the Zmanis Achametz already started 6 hours before. So they have a special Mechira on the 13th for those individuals who need an earlier Mechira. So some try to go to the Rav. They say, if I'm going away for Pesach, I'd rather sell my home, I'd rather sell the Chametz in the home and rent the home on the 13th, so that I don't even own the home on the night of the 13th. It's the goy's home. So it's the goy's home, then I don't have a chiyuv bedika b'chlal. That's even better than the other shitas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you can sell on the 13th, that's noch besser. That's even better. Aye, but you're living in the home. That's a chucha v'tlula. It's a joke. You're living in the home after the goy already rented it. The answer is, living in the home for that one night, the goy is not going to be makbid. The goy is not going to be makbid. To come back on chol moed and to live in the home, I don't think that's a good idea. But if you're living in the home before this man is or achilas chametz, the guy's not going to be machped on that. So that's okay. That's okay. So some people try to be part of the mechira on the 13th. Others feel like it could be mekel for those who hold that you can sell it even on the 14th, and that's okay. And there are others who are machmer for the chasam sofer. They try to sell it on the 13th, but they leave over a room so that they can mekayim the chovas gavra, bedikas chametz in that one room. So there are different approaches. The best thing is to try to be out to the chasam sofer in some way. Leave over a room. Don't leave over the most complicated room. You know, leave over a somewhat easier room where, you know, it's easy for you to do bedikas chametz. do a small bigas chametz to be mekayim that chobas agavra bigas chametz, and then you can rent the rest of the house and sell the rest of the chametz in the house. Yes.
It's like a little bit of a big deal to rent out your house to someone, like in terms of like the contract itself.
Why is that a big deal?
I don't know.
We're not renting out the whole house. We're renting out any area where the chametz is. So like if there's no chametz in the bathroom, that bathroom is not rented to the guy. No chametz in the bedroom is not rented to the guy. It's only where there is chametz. Right? Because the makom, we try to do a kinyan chotzer. We rent out the makom so that it can be kone b'chotzer schura. It's kone b'chotzer. But it's only the place where the chametz actually exists. Okay, l'chatchila, a person is supposed to be bodek the night before he leaves the home. Right? If a person is leaving before Pesach, obviously the night of the 14th is the ikar takana. But let's say a person is leaving before him. You should be bodek the night before you leave. People often, I'll meet them often, come to me. They say, well, you know, actually, I'm leaving this afternoon. They'll come Thursday, let's say. I'm leaving this afternoon, but I didn't do a bedikah yesterday. Or someone will come Wednesday. They'll say, I'm leaving this afternoon, I didn't do a bedikah. So, the chatchila, you're really supposed to do it Tuesday night. You're supposed to do it the night before, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, the night before you're going to leave. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved, if you weren't bodek b'layla, you can't be bodek b'yom. We don't want the chatchila to be bodek b'yom because Chazal say that you see better at night. Because everything is dark, and you just have that candle, you know, with the lantern top on it. You have a flashlight. You have your, right. The light is focused in the dark, so it's easier to see. It's better, right? It's a better light at night. But be the evidence, if you want bodek b'layla, you can still be bodek b'yom. What happens if a person is leaving for Yom Tov, but someone else is going to come into his apartment? He wants to sell his whole apartment to the guy. Wants to rent out the apartment, sell all the chametz, but you know how it is. The next door neighbor's kids are coming for Yom Tov, so they want to. You know, it's difficult. You don't have enough room for all the kids and the grandparents and whatever. Could we use your house? You could use my house, but you know there might be a chiyah b'dikas chametz over here. Is there a chiyah b'dikas chametz? I'm not there, but he's going to be there. Someone does have a chiyah b'dikas chametz because as long as someone is using that property, we're afraid that they might come to eat the chametz. There is a chiyah b'dikas. Are there? Either for a socher or for an owner or for someone who's using the property. And if he's not a socher, he might not have that chiyah, but you still own that home. So if someone is staying in your property, you might have a chiyah bedika. Right? Someone has to do a bedika then. You can't just have someone stay in your property. The whole place is going to be rented out to the guy and someone is going to stay in the property. That just doesn't make any sense. So someone has to do a bedika's chametz. It's not so poshut just to let someone stay in your property. And similarly, it's not so posh for you yourself to come back. Let's say sometimes, you know, a newly married couple, they go to the in-laws for the start, and then they're going to go to the parents for the last days. But if there's one night that, you know, the in-laws don't want them and the parents don't want them, you know, other people are coming, so they have to leave, they have to get out, you know. So they don't know where to go, they're on the street, you know. So they figure, we'll go back to our apartment in the Heights, you know. But you sold your apartment. So to go back to the apartment to get more clothing for the second half of Yom Kippur, I think that's okay. The guy is not going to be makbid on that. We're not afraid that you'll eat any chametz when you walk in the apartment. Obviously, everything has to be, you know, clearly marked that we know this is chametz. We're not going to go into the kitchen. We mark off the kitchen that you shouldn't go there. So just to go a little bit into the apartment to get your clothing, to get what you need, you forgot something, that's okay. But to stay there for a night, that basically makes the mechira into a joke. I don't think that that's appropriate to do. You have to find a place. The in-laws and the parents have to let you stay for an extra night. But to go into the apartment to get something that you left, I think that's permissible. Because we assume that the guy allows you to do that. Yes, question.
Yeah, how come you have to sell that scenario is assuming that the couple sold the apartment, not just the chametz inside. But can they just sell the
No, because we rent the property where the chametz is. So to live in the apartment where part of the apartment is rented out to a guy, that's not appropriate. It's not your apartment. Part of the apartment is rented out to the kitchen is rented out to the guy. So you say, I'm going to stay in the bedroom. I'm not going to stay in the kitchen. It turns the mechira into a real joke. So it's better not to do that. Yes?
Are you allowed to rent out an apartment or a dorm room that you don't own?
Sublease, right? Can you sublease if the contract says that you're not allowed to sublease? This is not a real sublease. This is a halachic sublease. Rabbi Willig says that it's permissible. He's spoken to real estate lawyers and they say this is permissible.
Doesn't renting it out to a guy assume that he could also technically just live there? I mean, he could take it if he wants. He could end up, he could use it.
Does he own the beds?
I mean, if he owns
the beds are not made out of chametz.
If he owns the kitchen, then he can sleep in the kitchen. I don't know, he can live in the kitchen.
You mean he can squat?
Yeah, well, let's say I'm in the dorm, but the dorm doesn't let some random...
I don't know if there is permission to squat. He only has permission to get to the chametz. He owns the property vis-a-vis the chametz. What does that mean? That means that he owns... We are renting the property that the chametz is on so that the goy can own the chametz and he can get to the chametz and use the chametz. But sleeping in the property, we're not giving him the right to sleep in the property.
Doesn't ownership imply you can do whatever you want with it?
No. Ownership implies what you the ownership that you transfer in the property. If you sublease your apartment to someone and you say, you cannot sleep here. You can eat here, but you can't sleep here. You can take what's here, but you can't sleep here. Does he have a right to sleep there? No, because you didn't include that in the sale. Right? So that's taka true, that to sublease the apartment to let someone else sleep there, if the landlord doesn't allow you, that might be, illegal. there's no nicer word for that. Yes?
Somewhat similar. I know there's a Gemara and stuff, but I don't remember exactly how it plays out, but you can't really sell something in the Gamre to a guy that you're going to come back to because of the Bodhisattva. Certain things. So if you're selling something that's already an Isser...
It's not going to live there. We're not afraid he's going to put an Avodah Zarah in the apartment.
It's literally like we're in NYU dorms. Technically, the guy's not even really allowed to go in there, and you sell it to him. Is it still...
Right, so the dorms is... Yeah, the dorms is a little interesting. It's not so clear that you really have a chiyuv of Mechiras Chametz, or a chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz, I should say, in the dormitory. The yeshiva really has a chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz. It's not clear that you have a chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz, because you're not really a socher. You're only defined as a socher if you have rights to the property. But for the same reason, some point out that if you go to a hotel, you might not have a chiyuv bedika in the hotel because they can move you from room to room. They can move you from dorm room to dorm room. You're not, right? You can't demand to be left in your room. If they, for some reason, they feel they want to move you to a different dorm room, they can kick you out of that dorm room. So there are poskim that say that there might not be a real chiyuv bedika. We do it anyway. Generally, we're going to do the Bedikas Chametz before the night of the 14th anyway. We're not going to make a bracha on the Bedikas Chametz, so we do the Bedika. But your Bedika really is on behalf of the yeshiva, not your own Chiyuv Bedika. Yes?
So in the hotel, would you make a bracha on...
So you want to skip to the hotel. Okay, so someone... let's go to the hotel. I mean, let's talk about the hotel. So, technically speaking, if you go to a hotel before Pesach, you really should be Chayav and Bedikas Chametz there if you're there the night of the 14th. But since the hotel is hopefully Becheskas Baduk, right, we hope that they cleaned up the rooms and there's no chametz there, so there's no Chiyuv Bedika. There's only a Chiyuv Bedika if the Mokum is not Becheskas Baduk. What's more, as we pointed out, it's a place that you can't really call yourself a socher. They can move you from room to room in the hotel. You can't demand that, well, you put me in this room, I have to stay in this room. If for some reason they need you to move, they can move you. So it's not so clear that you really have a Chiyuv Bedika. I think Rabbi Willig holds that if you're in the hotel for a number of days before Yom Tov, it's a good idea to do a bedika. I mean, if you bring chametz. If you don't bring any chametz, it's becheskas badek, and there's no chiyuv bedika anyway. But if you do bring chametz into the hotel, and you're there for two or three days beforehand, which is not that common, right? But if you do bring chametz in beforehand, then you have a chiyuv bedika. Sometimes people don't go to a hotel, they rent a property. They rent a home. They go to Florida, they rent a home. So if you go a week before, if you go 3 or 4 days before, if you bring chametz into the house, you know, you might be crazy for doing that, because then you're going to have to do a bedikas chametz. If you have little kids, that could be, you could create a real problem for yourself. So I don't know if that's the best idea, but sometimes people feel they go a week before, they're going for an extended vacation, and they are going to have chametz. So if you can have chametz, but you're going to be careful about it, then you do have a chiyuv bedika, because you brought chametz into the property. If you don't bring chametz into the property, if you're completely pesach when you get down there, so then it's becheskas baduk, then there's no chiyuv to do a bedika. Okay. If a person has two roommates, right, if there are two roommates in the dorm room, or at least two roommates in the apartment, so one is leaving earlier than the other, so the chiyuv really is on the person who's there last. He's the one who should do the bedika. It's not only his chiyuv, it's the chiyuv of the other roommates too, but it doesn't make any sense for you to do a bedika if you're leaving a day or two before the other roommate, unless you have different parcels of chametz. If you don't share your food, so then each roommate is mechuyav to check his particular location. Yaakov.
If you're renting a house for non-Jew, or like a non-Jew, but like a non-Jew renting house, why would it be becheskas baduk?
Why would it be becheskas baduk?
Just to clean up the whole house, or just now clean it?
So if the non-Jew said it's clean, so he might not be neman to say that it's clean. You might still have a cheskas, a chiyuv bedika. the hotel is probably, it's run by a Jew. The program is run by a Jew. So if a Jew was involved in the cleaning process, and they can vouch for the fact that it's clean, so then you wouldn't have a fee of bedikah. The house, if it's only a guy, the guy is not nemus. So then they would, so that would have a chiyah bedikah, even if he says it's clean. You don't know that it said that that's the truth, so then you really would have a chiyah bedikah. It's very important to keep in mind that when you sell the chametz to the guy, he has to have access to the house. It used to be that you had to give a key to the rav. Now you don't actually have to give a key to the rav, just give a cell phone number. You give a cell phone number, so if the guy wants to go in and get the chametz on Pesach, then the rav can call you, and you can give him the combination or whatever. You know, you don't have to give the keys to the rav. You know, the rabbanim often have like a whole set of keys. That's the keys that people did not take back from them. Right? The keys that no one picked up from the rav at the end of Pesach. So you don't necessarily have to give a key, as long as you give a cell phone number, and that will enable the guy to get in. You have some kind of a combination, so then that would be sufficient. Okay, can I just finish a couple more points? There's no chiyuv to sell pots that have absorptions, a bliya of chametz in them, chametz dika pots. Right? There's no issa to own the chametz inside the pot. It's not be'en, so there's no issa chametz on that, on those bliyas. In fact, if you sell the pots, there's a shaila if you have to do tefillas kelim after Pesach. So don't sell the pots. But the evidence we pass in that you don't have to do tefillas kelim afterwards. So if a person sold the pots, it's still okay. But there's no chiyuv to sell the pots. Some are machmer to sell epis the chametz in the housing of a mixer or something. That's chametz ba'en. It's not a bli inside the pot. Okay, some are machmer to do that. But to sell the pots, that's not necessary to do. As we mentioned, if you vow the chametz before the night of the 14th, we don't make a bracha. We only make a bracha on the ikr time of bedikas chametz. There is a chiyuv to do a bedika even beforehand if you're in the house for 30 days before, within the 30 days, but we don't make a bracha on that, so it's for that reason that we don't put out the 10 pieces of bread, right? The 10 pieces are really to prevent the bracha vatola, so if you're not going to make a bracha, the problem of bracha vatola doesn't apply, so we don't put out the 10 pieces if you're being bodek before the night of the 14th. Okay. Questions? I saw a couple of hands. Yes, Sam.
Going back to the roommate situation, so let's say one of the roommates has the minhag to sell chametz ba'en and one doesn't. Can we be makel for the...
And you're sharing all the chametz?
Yeah,
so then you can be makel, but the roommate that has the kula, the roommate that has the minhag to sell chametz ba'en, he's the one who should eat that chametz after Pesach. You should not have anything to do with that chametz. He's allowed to sell his chametz, but you can't sell that chametz. Right? So give it to him in matana, and then he can sell it, and he can eat it after Pesach. He can eat after Pesach if the guy is willing to sell it back then, which we assume he will be. Yes.
Say you get to this hotel and there is a snack bar in the room. So obviously it's not bothered, but that's not yours. You didn't pay for it. What's the din of the food?
That's a good shayla. It's a good shayla. You should tell the housekeeping to take the snack bar out. You tell them you can't have it here religiously. You can't have this here because the chashash that you might come to eat it that really exists. You might forget yourself in the middle of Yom Tov. If you open the fridge, you open the snack bar, you see there's some kind of chametz, and you might start eating. You won't. So that snack bar should not be there. Make sure that it's not in the room. Tell them to take it out. I think they'd be willing to take it out.
Are you fine if you go in and it's there? So now are you chayav in bedika because it's clear on public? There was no cleaning process.
You're before. Saying there was a cleaning process, but the Jew in charge of the Pesach program didn't check out. So ask him, if you find the snack bar there, go to the one in charge of the Pesach program and ask him, you know, I saw the snack bar, there's pretzels in the snack bar. He'll probably, if that happens, he'll probably be shocked. He'll be very upset about it, because I'm sure they're very careful about it. They should be. But talk to him and find out. And then you'll see. The truth is, you can look at the drawers. If the drawers look pretty clean, it's butter. You look at the drawers, you look under there, it doesn't take so long. Again, we're looking for Cheerios, we're looking for pieces of pretzel without looking for crumbs. Isaac?
In terms of a bracha, would that bracha only be made on the 14th or if you're doing
the only on the 14th. If you bodek, even though you bodek b'takonas chachamim before the 14th, but the chazal were only misakin a bracha if you bodek the night of the 14th. Okay? And as a result, you'd only put out the 10 pieces of bread if you bodek the night of the 14th, not if you bodek beforehand. Some say, well, we put out the bread not just for the bracha, but we put out the bread so that people will take the bedikah seriously. That you're looking for something. You know, if you're not looking for anything, so then, you know, there are some people who only look for the bread. You should look for the just for the bread. You have to look for everything. But it, you know, it gets you to look in all the nooks and crannies, because you know your kids think of your kids or your younger siblings will think of very interesting places to put those to put that bread. Just make sure it's covered. You know, it's in a paper bag, so you don't get chametz all over the place. But it's a good way for a person to do a better bedikah. So even though putting out the 10 pieces is a good way to do an extra special bedikah, I don't think you're mechuyev to do that if you're being bodik chametz before the night of the 14th. But the night of the 14th, we put out the 10 pieces and we'd be make a bro. Okay? Have a chag kosher v'sameach.